Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. This program is about the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and poster campaign currently up throughout New York City. For 4 weeks, these provocative slideshows will be displayed in two of the highest profile billboard locations in the country and will be accompanied by a series of 200 street posters throughout Manhattan. The campaign is the brainchild of Joanna Lucas, a writer, visual artist, and animal rights activist. Angel Flynn is the outreach coordinator for the educational organization Gentle World and a media spokesperson for Be Fair, Be Vegan. New York City is the first stop for this campaign, chosen because of the high impact, sheer volume of foot traffic, and the diverse cross-section of humanity that travel the city streets. Launching this movement in New York City was strategic. What could create more of a buzz than to be front and center at the crossroads of the world? Times Square. Be Fair, Be Vegan believes that overwhelming violence in the world is a sign that we need to examine the root causes of our problems, including the disturbing nature of our relationship with non-human animals, and to recognize that they are no more meant to be our possessions than our people with different colored skin, women, children, or any other living beings. 2016 has been marked as the year of equality. Be Fair, Be Vegan, based in Colorado, is a nonprofit on the cutting edge of social justice for animals. Visit BeFairBeVegan.com for more information. And I am greatly honored that joining us on this Vegan Nation program is Angel Flynn, media coordinator for Be Fair, Be Vegan. Angel, welcome, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
This is huge news. Thank you for being involved in this campaign, and I'm really excited to hear all about it.
Well, thank you. Yes, it is big news. And obviously, people are responding that way. It's very nice to see everybody recognizing that this is just a tremendous event to have such a high-profile vegan campaign happening right in the middle of Times Square. We're very excited to see what happens as a result.
Yes, and where are the billboards located?
There are two billboards. There's one that is literally right in the middle of Times Square. It's right above 1500 Broadway, right at the crossroads of the world, as they call it. And the other one is over at the Jacob Javits Center, and that billboard hasn't actually received as much attention, but it will later in the month when there are a couple of major conventions going to be happening at the Jacob Javits Center. So they're both in very high-profile locations, and they will be running for a period of 4 weeks. And during that time, they will actually be rotating different slideshows. So we're going to have a range of different images being shown in these sites.
Wonderful. And where is this billboard campaign going to go next?
We're actually in the process of discussing that at the moment. Obviously, we have a lot of different ideas. There have been a lot of different suggestions from the public, people who have seen this campaign. And of course, everybody's saying, we want this where we are. People from all over the world have been writing and saying, please bring this to our country, to our state, to our city. And of course, we will have to strategize as to where would be the most relevant places to actually put it. So that's something we're actually in the process of talking about at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. Best wishes with that. I think it's very exciting. I saw the video.
Yes, it's very exciting. And I do want to take a moment to thank our supporters on Facebook for creating those videos. Neither Joanna nor myself are in New York City. And several people have gone and taken photos and taken videos, and we do encourage people to do that as much as possible. If people are listening and you're in New York, or if you know people in New York, please do encourage everybody to go down there, go to Times Square, take photos, take video, and send it to us, because it's wonderful to be able to share it on Facebook and have people share them around. And of course, there are also posters. You mentioned, Marlene, there are the billboards, but there are also posters throughout the streets of Manhattan. If you do find them around the city, please do take a photo. Show us the location that they're in. If you can get photos of people looking at them, or videos of people looking at the billboards. If you're out there in Times Square and you can take a video, please do. And please, if you have that kind of personality, talk to people on the street. Encourage them to look at it and ask them how it makes them feel. Did you know this information? Are you aware of the animals' lives who are being used for these purposes? What does this make you think? Do you think about becoming vegan? And try to get people engaged and to share their reactions with us.
Thank you. And how did you get involved?
Joanna Lucas is the coordinator, the organizer of the entire thing. All the artwork is hers, the slogans. And then recently when she started to plan this campaign, she asked me to be involved, and it sounded very exciting to me, like an incredible opportunity for veganism and for the vegan movement, and something that, you know, people, I'm sure many people all around the world who are vegan have dreamed of, a time when something like this could happen for veganism, that, you know, a billboard in Times Square, wouldn't that be amazing, you know, if we could have the vegan message out in front of so many people. So, of course, I was very enthusiastic to get involved. The majority of the work on the website is hers. But we've been collaborating on some of the materials, some of the website materials. And I'm very, very excited to have this opportunity to speak for the animals through this movement. You know, we're hoping it will gain some mainstream attention through the media. And if it does, it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to actually bring some mainstream attention to this issue and make people aware of the fact that this is a very, very serious social justice issue, and it's time we started discussing it in a meaningful way and not just talking about diet and lifestyle and personal choice and health and the environment, which of course are all issues. The environment is certainly a huge issue, but we really want to bring people's attention to the fact that these animals are being treated very, very unjustly. This is not right. This is not fair, and it cannot continue in any kind of a future that is in any way civilized. This has to come to an end. And I'm hoping that this billboard is a major turning point for that movement.
I do believe, Angel, that the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard poster campaign is the turning point. This is very, very deep and very involved, and it begins on our plates. It begins with the understanding that we cannot oppress, exploit, and violate other sentient beings who are just like us.
Right, exactly. And that's a tremendous part of the message of this campaign is, you know, not just that they feel pain, which of course they do, and their lives, their inner lives are very rich. These are beings who, as she says in the billboard, they love their families. They take joy in their lives. They make friends. They have relationships. They have a whole existence in and of itself that they value, that means something to them. And of course, the other thing that we're really trying to make clear in this campaign is it's not just for food. Food is, of course, a huge, huge part of the degree to which animals are exploited. A major part of our use of them is food. But we mustn't also forget, we mustn't forget to tell people that our other uses of animals are just as serious as well. All of these horrible things that we do, the reason that we allow all these things to go on is because we don't recognize who they really are. We still think of them as being some sort of lesser beings as far as sentience goes. And when we start to see them in a more realistic way about who they really are, we won't consider any of those things to be acceptable anymore, from the wool to the leather to the silk to the down to horse racing and experimentation and all of these other ways in which we use them. That's all going to have to go. The time has come. This is no longer going to be acceptable.
For those just tuning in, this is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow, at WCUW 91.3 FM. And we're having a conversation with Angel Flynn, the media coordinator of the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and poster campaign, currently running in New York City at Times Square, the Javits Center, and on the streets of Manhattan. And we're going to continue our conversation with Angel. If it wasn't for your billboard campaign, I think that the conversations would still be oppressed and hidden as they currently are. I know from my own personal experience and the other vegan activists I know that this is the one topic that no one wants to talk about. Justice groups, the food justice groups, the feminist groups, the new age spiritual holistic health groups, all of them, no one wants to discuss this. It's the shadow of violence and the shadow of suffering, and it needs to be brought into light in order to heal it.
Yes, it's the elephant in the room. All of the issues that we have as a society that we're struggling with can be solved, but we have to get to the root cause, which is that we as humans believe that it's perfectly okay for us to inflict pain and suffering and torment and agony and terror on perfectly innocent beings just because of our habits, because of our tastes, because of something that's convenient to us, because of our traditions, because of what we like, for our own personal preference. We think it's okay to be tremendously, horribly cruel on a huge, massive scale. And as long as we think that, as long as we think that we human beings are somehow superior to the degree that we can inflict this kind of suffering, we're not going to ever be able to solve our other issues, because that is at the root of everything. We think that everything else is here for us to just use. Everything else is here for our benefit. And if we think that of these really, truly, truly innocent beings, and of course, it's not, the issue is not that they're beautiful or that they're cute or that they're sweet or any of those things. It doesn't matter if they're not. But when you look into their eyes and you see that they really are, if people just opened up to these animals and saw them as they really are, they would love them. Just like they love their cats and dogs. Everybody can see that a beautiful kitten is adorable and lovely. Well, the same is true of a lamb or a little calf. They're all creatures who want to love and who can share love with us. People are missing out on that. They don't realize when they're not vegan, they're eliminating from their own lives a source of joy. These animals, each one of them is a source of joy. And if we just stepped back and instead of hurting them, tried to learn from them, tried to just observe them and try to get to some greater understanding of the beautiful mystery of what they really are, we would be better people. We would be a better society, and our world would be a better place.
So true. And like that saying, from the mouth of babes, we see it with children, innocent, and they love animals. They do not want to hurt animals. They're horrified by it. And so it really is this old paradigm that has been in existence for the past 10,000 years that we really need to dismantle, which is going to be a cultural transformation of beauty and joy and health and sustainability for all on Earth, all animals, human animals and non-human animals.
Yes, that's right. We're on the brink, and it's interesting because those of us who are in the vegan movement, who have crossed that line and changed our perception, that's all it takes. It's just a change in perception. And once we do that, we all know, everybody who's really in the vegan movement, those of us who really feel the vegan fire, we know that we're holding ourselves back here. We have a beautiful future in front of us where these problems can be solved, and we can live in some more peaceful state if we make this shift into, as Joanna said in one of the quotes that we were sending out recently, that our goal here with animals should really be to help them and to protect them, make life easier for them. We've hurt them so much, you know, over the years. We've done so much harm to them. If we can just make this shift from that into just wanting to help them, protect them, make life easier for them, we could be, it's like we're on the brink of stepping into a totally different way of, not just way of life, but way of seeing a whole new worldview that, again, people don't realize before you become vegan. Before you become vegan, you don't know how many beautiful rewards there are out there for you. Just in the conscience alone, just in the peace of mind alone, when you actually stop that battling, you know, before you're vegan, you've got this battle going on. You know you're doing something that you don't agree with. You know you're doing something that's contrary to your principles. And if you keep doing it anyway, there's this battle that goes on inside constantly. When you can actually cross that line and become vegan, you can drop all of that. And it's such a relief. It's such a huge relief that it's almost like being reborn. And that's a lot of what people express over and over when they become vegan. You know, I just feel like a different person. My whole life has changed. Everything about me has changed. I feel so much better in every way. And people don't realize that they're actually keeping themselves from that when they're holding back from being vegan. They're thinking of it as something that they're going to have to give up, that they're going to be deprived of this or that or the other. But they don't realize that that's absurd. You don't care about any of that stuff when you become vegan. It all just disappears completely. Not only do we have plenty of beautiful alternatives for everything, I mean, it's never been an easier time to become vegan. And it almost seems like 2016, it's gone into a whole new level. Over the last few years, vegan food alternatives have just gone to a whole new level. So really, there never has been a better time. And I think there's a shift occurring, and the world is kind of primed for this. So, yeah, we're just hoping that this really does take off and that people's minds begin to switch more quickly, more rapidly, and that we'll reach some kind of critical mass.
You're listening to Angel Flynn, the media coordinator of the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard and poster campaign, currently up in New York City. This high-profile billboard and poster campaign brings attention to the plight of animals exploited for human gains. And it's running in Times Square with moving billboards, the Javits Center, and also street-side posters on the streets of Manhattan from August 8th through September 4th. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. And after this short break, we'll be back with Angel Flynn.
You're in tune to WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
WCUW and Brain Arts are collaborating to bring you The Main Room, a series of concerts in the front room of WCW that will showcase people of color, women, LGBTQ+ folks, and other historically marginalized groups. Our third show is Saturday, August 27th, featuring Ian Sweet, Daphne, Orifist, and Hurricane Irene. Doors at 8 p.m., music at 8:30. Admission is free, but donations to the station are always welcome. That's Saturday, August 27th, in the front room at WCUW 910 Main Street in Worcester. Come on, baby.
Tune in to Vegan Nation every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for music, news, and events about the vegan lifestyle right here on WCUW 91.3 FM and around the world at WCUW.org. Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. We are joined by Angel Flynn, the media coordinator of the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard poster campaign currently running throughout New York City. Angel, I'm so honored to be speaking with you. This is great to hear about this campaign. And one of the things I really like about your campaign is that it shows that the power is with the consumer.
That's right. It is. A lot of people are concerned about the ways in which animals are treated on these huge industrial farms. And, of course, that is a situation of grave concern. But, of course, we want to point out to people it's not just the big industrial farms. This is equally bad when animals are used and killed in small backyard family farm situations. It doesn't make it right just because it's small scale. But, of course, what many people don't realize is that they have the power themselves to actually opt out of this and say, I don't want to be a part of this. Yes, this is going on. It's an atrocity. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I am not going to place my order for that anymore. Because every time we walk into a store and buy something that is made from an animal, from something that comes from an animal's body, we are asking somebody else to do this horrible work of exploiting them, torturing them, and ultimately killing them, because they all end up being killed. It doesn't matter whether it's milk, whether it's wool, whether it's down, all these animal products that we use, eggs, every animal that's in that system ends up being slaughtered. There is no escape from that. It's not like they happily have their wool cut off every now and then and then they get to retire in a lovely grassy field. All these animals are economic units. When they reach the end of their productive lives, quote-unquote productive lives, as the industry sees it, they are all killed and their bodies get sold for low-grade meat or, you know, whatever it is, becoming vegan and actually eliminating your support for that, withdrawing your demand for these products, that's how we start changing the economic demand for that. It's just a business. It's just a business. If we stop supporting it, it won't be able to exist. That's the thing. We do have the power, and everybody out there who is not yet vegan, if you care about this issue, if you look at those animals' faces and you think, I don't want those animals to suffer. I don't want those animals to die. I feel for those animals. If you feel that way, hey, guess what? You have a solution. You can opt out of it. And if you just do that, you'll see a whole world will open up to you. Your self-esteem will change completely. Your confidence will change completely. Your hope for the future will change completely, because veganism is, it's a hope for our future. When you look around, it can be disheartening. When you look at this planet and what's going on in our society and all the violence and all the pain and all the suffering, it's understandable that people who care can start to feel like, what's going to happen here? How are we going to go on? How can we continue? But when you become vegan, you know that if everybody just did that, this would be a different world. We would be looking at a different future. It would be the possibility of a world where we could feel safe, the possibility of a world where we could feel hopeful, and we could put all this pain and suffering and misery behind us, all this oppression of innocent beings. They're really, truly innocent. And we keep hurting them the way that we do, there's going to be a time when that comes to an end, and when we can look back on this time as a very, very sad period in our history when we did that. But now we've moved on, thank goodness for that.
Thank you, Angel. Well said. And can you give us some descriptions of the billboards that are up?
Yes, I can. And also, I can direct people to places where they can see the billboards. Obviously, on our website, BeFairBeVegan.com. You can actually see all the billboards right there on the homepage, and I do encourage people to visit that page. We also have a Facebook page, BeFairBeVegan, and the billboards and the slideshows are there as well, and from there, of course, you can share them around, and we do encourage people, of course, put them on your page, share them with your family and friends, send them around to people, make people aware of this. One of the great things about this billboard campaign is it's not graphic. It's not gory. There's nothing in there that is difficult to look at. There's nothing that would cause people to look away or become offended. It's just really a very simple statement. Of course, be fair, be vegan is the main catch line, but it's all hinging around this notion that we all value our lives, and we all feel a lot of the same things. And so that's what the slideshow that's up in Times Square right now. As I say, the billboards are going to change. There are 4 weeks of time that this billboard is going to be up there in Times Square and the one at the Javits Center as well. And they're going to change. There are three separate billboards that are going to rotate. So right now, the one that's up there has beautiful, beautiful images of animals, animals' faces, animals interacting with each other, and just phrases that explain the feelings that they have that are similar to the way we feel. So, for instance, they value their lives like we do. They raise families like we do. They make friends like we do. They fall in love like we do. They grieve like we do. They feel like we do. So it's a really beautiful, moving presentation, and Joanna did a beautiful job of finding images that really show you these animals' faces and allow people to see them, I hope, in a different light than they perhaps ever have before. And then, as I say, the slogans, you know, the expressions, they're provocative in the sense that we do want to provoke thought about these animals. It's just meant to really get people thinking about seeing these animals more deeply.
Angel, this is great that this has manifested into reality. And Angel, is there any final message that you would like to leave with our listeners?
I really do want to say a very special thank you to everybody who has come out in support of this campaign, and it really happened right away. You know, as soon as the billboard went up, as soon as the Facebook page went live and the website went live, there was an outpouring of support that was just so beautiful to see. You know, thousands of likes on the Facebook page within a couple of days, and people just sharing it around so enthusiastically, writing beautiful, beautiful comments on the Facebook page and encouraging everybody to look at it. The people who have come and taken videos and taken photos and submitted them, just really want to thank everybody for their support, and also to encourage people, please do keep spreading the word, spread it around, tell people, let people know, take photos, take videos. If you're in New York and you feel inspired and you have that kind of personality, go down, talk to people, point it out to people, get them talking about it, get them thinking about it, because if other people see people pointing and talking, they'll start to look and talk to other people about it. So please, definitely, do whatever you can to help spread the word about this. And also, please do visit not just the Facebook page, but visit our website and share our website with people, because on the website, there's a lot more information. We encourage people to share those with other people, share them with your non-vegan friends. And then there's information about what happens to the animals in these exploitative situations. So if you know people who aren't vegan and you want to help them understand what this is really all about, definitely share the billboards with them. Also share with them the website and direct them to some of the information on there. There's also really good information on there about how to go vegan, so the actual practical steps, the information that people need, because a lot of people think that it's something so different and so overwhelming. They don't realize how easy it actually is, and that's part of what we've tried to express on this website, is there's lots of information out there. There are lots of resources out there. It's easy peasy to go vegan nowadays. So please do help to make this movement grow. It's really up to us. Yes, this billboard is a particularly exciting opportunity, but we all have opportunities every day to help spread the vegan message. Everybody you talk to, every time you're on Facebook, try to share something meaningful about veganism, not something trivial and not something that confuses the issue with questions of what sort of treatment these animals are subjected to, not to talk about how big the cages are or the different things that happen to them that might confuse the issue. It's very simple. We cannot keep using them. We cannot keep exploiting them. We cannot keep enslaving them. These animals belong to themselves. They should not belong to anybody else. It's very simple. All we have to do is become vegan, stop our demand for this, and this industry will end, and we will have a vegan world. And that's what we need to tell people. Just become vegan. It's easy. It's joyful. It's a joyful experience to be vegan. And if we spread that around to people, if we just try to share with them our vision of a vegan world and what it would be for us, what it would be for the animals, what it would be for our society, what it would be for our planet, try to share that vision with people of what a vegan world would look like, and hopefully we can make it come to be.
Yes, indeed. Angel, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. You are very much appreciated. Your work and that of Joanna Lucas is really genius and very important and greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Marlene.
We are joined by Angel Flynn, the media coordinator of BeFairBeVegan.com. Be Fair, Be Vegan is a high-profile billboard and poster campaign that is running in New York City's Times Square and the Javits Center, and street-side posters on the streets of Manhattan, running from August 8th through September 4th.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and please be sure to check out BeFairBeVegan.com.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.